Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Rabies is a viral disease that affects the central nervous system. Dr. Charles Ruprecht of the Population Biology, Ecology, and Evolution Training Program at Emory University explains how rabies prevention is helping curb the disease.
Today, rabies is one of our most feared infections, with the highest case fatality rate of any disease. Globally, rabies is responsible for one human death every 10 minutes, mostly in children, typically from a rabid dog bite. Lack of rabies awareness, inadequate supplies of human vaccine, and poor dog vaccination programs in developing countries result in more than 10 million exposures and greater than 55,000 human fatalities worldwide each year. In the U.S., the integration of public health, veterinary medicine, and wildlife biology into a cohesive prevention program has reduced human deaths to less than 3 per year and protects pets, livestock, and wildlife. We live in a virtual sea of rabies. More than 100,000 suspect animals are examined at state diagnostic facilities. Over 7,000 rabid animal cases are reported to CDC each year, typically in raccoons, skunks, bats, and foxes. Nationally, 40,000 people may be exposed to potentially rabid animals every year. Scientists are tackling the problem at the wildlife population level. For the last 50 years, they've been working to perfect the use of oral rabies vaccination to eliminate rabies in wild carnivores. Annually, more than 8 million vaccine baits are distributed by aircraft in 17 states, targeting coyotes, gray foxes, and raccoons. The use of such technology addressing this age-old problem will help make rabies a relic of the past.
That was Dr. Charles Ruprecht from Emory University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. If you